Okay, good morning. This Shabbos we read Parshat Chayisar, Mr. Hashem. The main narrative of Parshat Chayisar is a whole episode where the Eved of Avraham Avinu is sent to find a suitable wife for Yitzchak. We all call him Eliezer. He's never mentioned by name in this sedra. He's mentioned elsewhere as the Eved of Avraham, but not in this sedra. But anyway, he goes in there. We all know the whole story. At the end of the whole story, when he's about to leave, so towards the end of the Parshat, and Parakloft Al Pasuk Samach in the first of the sources, it says, "Vayvarcha Rivka." The family gave Rivka bracha. "Vayomela Achaseinu At Hayilu Alfer Rivova Viraz Zarecha Sarach Sonov." They gave Rivka bracha that she should have many children and her children should drive away the enemies and so on. So there is among the so-called Mesichtas Katanas, you know, in the end of usually in the end of Nezikin, they print sort of minor Mesichtas. They're not regular Mesichtas from the regular Shas. They're in the category of Brises. The word brisa by itself means that which is outside. Beis reishud, levra, levri means outside. So brisa means something outside. It's outside the regular canon, so to speak, of the shas. But it's authoritative statements. Not that we're paskin about like everything in the Masechtas canon. But that, you know, the Pirkei Avos, Avos Rav Nosson is there, and Pirkei Avos is Mishnayos. But Avos Rav Nosson is there, and Masechtas Smachos, and these kinds of things are there. Sofrim, many of which we do paskin like, not everything. But there's also a Masechta called Maseches Kala, which deals with Kala, with weddings and brides and so on. And there's an expansion of that called Kala Rabosi. So the Maseches Kala, in the second source, Parakala Balach, hey, it says Kala below Bracha, Sula Baila Kenida. Okay, we learned Nida, so we have a Nida reference. But it says a Kala without a Bracha is forbidden to her husband. Ma Nida Shalot Tavla, Sula Baila, just like a Nida didn't go to the Mikvah, so she's forbidden to her husband. Af Kala below Bracha, Sula Baila, the bride is forbidden to her husband before the Bracha. Now, the Monai and the Brichas Chasanim in our Torah, that's referring to, according to this Brisa, the Brichas Chasanim. We'll see in a moment what that is, but how do we know there's such a din at the Minat Torah? Shanema, this Pasuk, Vayvarcha Svivka, Vayvarcha Sin Atil Ravav, Vayvarcha Sarek, Sharaston of the Brisa, Mesechus Kalav, Perak Alav, Alav Alav, quotes this Pasuk in Chayesor as a mucker for the idea that the Kala needs a bracha first. And Kala Rabosi, there again, it's Parak Alav Alav Alav, an expansion. So it says Kala B'la Bracha, same thing. Amarava Be'ezu Bracha Amru, Birchas Shiva. The Bracha, the seven Brachas. They're called Birchas Shiva. We call it Sheva Brachas, but it's the same idea. We're talking about the Sheva Brachas that are recited in the time of the Chuppah below Birchas Erisin. It's not a reference to Birchas Erisin. Right? Erisin is the earlier stage. The Sheva Brachas is the Nisuan, right? And then the Brisa there spells out the Brachas. Ezu Birchas Erisin. Amibhuda Baruch HaShek. It's also in the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubas. Has a text of the bracha, Asher Kedushon Zoson Al Arayos, Zoson Al Arusos, Viti Alon Asan Asuos, more or less the same text we have in Asan Asuos Lonom, but more or less the same text that we have. Okay, Mekadosh Yisrael, I think we say Mekadosh Amo Yisrael, Aydei Chuba Bekidosh, more or less the same text. And then it has the Sheva Brachas, the Sheva Brachas, Echem Rechinam, Amar Vlevi, here they are, Bor Per Goffin. Again, this is under the Chuppah, not the ones after the Benji, with the Bor Per Goffin to the end. Here's Bor Per Goffin, then Shalakol Baruch Avoda, Vyotzer Adam, Asher Yotzar, Sos Tosis, Samech the Samach, and Asher Bor. So they're the same Sheva Brachas that we have. So they're in Kala Rabosi. The Gemara in Ksubis, as I said, Daf Zayin, has another makor for this, two other makors for this. There's a pasuk in Megillas Rus, Parag Dalet, beginning of Parag Dalet, source 4. It says, Uboaz Ola Hashar, and the, he was going to arrange the whole marriage with Rus. And it says in Pasuk Beis, Vayikach Asora Anoshim. He got 10 people together and sat them down. Okay, that's one pasuk. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, look at 6, Zayin and Beis, Gufo, Amar of Nachman, Amar Lehuna Bar Nosan, Tana, Minayin Lebrichas Chasanim Bar Sora. How do we know you need 10 people? Shnemar, Ayikach Asora Noshim, Mizik Noir, Amar Shu Paul, from that story of Boaz, he got a minion together. And this was for a marriage. So well, other things too, but it was also for the marriage. So that's how you know you need 10. Rabbi Bo said here, Vakelus Borcha Lekim Hashem Im Kor Yisrael. That's the pasuk in Tilim Perek Samach Ches, pasuk Chavzayin 5. Makelus Baruch Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael. Rashi explains that it's al birchas makor, right? Something to do with the makor, makor matame, like we have by Nida and so on. So something to do with that requires the 10 people. If that's what makor refers to, or if it refers to, the source of the perpetuation of Chai. So whatever it is, that's to do with the wedding. Very nice. We have, you need to require, have a minion, right? Makelus Baruch Hashem. Good. Tosus there in Ksubas on Zion and Beis points out, wait a minute, what Zibra Maskel Shenemar, what do you mean you have this pasuk about Boaz and so on? Maseches Kala, the Maisikra, Divavarachas Rivka. Tosfos asks, what do you need the pasuk by Boaz in Maseches Kala, like we just saw up above in sources 2 and 3? We saw that they have a different pasuk, right? The pasuk by Rivka. Tosfos gives one teret. This is Birchas Erisin. Over there, rather, in Maseches Kala, it's Birchas Erisin. This is referring to Birchas Nisuin. The problem is, in Kala Rabasi, it says not that way. Okay? Kala Rabasi, it says this is Birchas Shiva, below Birchas Erisin. Okay, it's possible that the Balei Tosfos didn't have all the texts. There were different girsas. You know, they're dealing with these Masechtas Ketanas. The girsas aren't always, we have to wonder if all the Rishonim had the same text that we have. But anyway, again, we don't need to spend so much time on this detail because, but the Tosfos says, V'yesh l'imo, sh'yesh l'barach, v'yesh l'eresim, l'eisha miskadesh l'aydei shliach. And you even learn from here, you make it a shliach because Eliezer was a shliach. A lot of literature about that. Was Eliezer a shliach for Nisuin? Was a shliach for Kiddushin? You know, what exactly was he a shliach altogether? Okay, not so much our issue now. But in the end, Tosfos says, let's not get too excited because the pashtus of any of these psukim, we're not talking about, certainly the psukim of Rivka, the family gives her a bracha, right? Who uttered this bracha? I love him. I mean, it's a funny derivation. For it's going to be a halacha. So obviously this is just an asmachta. Okay, but lemaisa, we pass on halacha. Of course, these brachas have to be recited. The Rambam, source 9, Hilchos Ishus Par Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, paskins kol mekadesh isha bein alei de atzma v'nesvich tarach levarach kodem kedushin hu oshlucho mechakech mekadesh kedesh mevarachim kodem kol mitzvah. So first of all, it's not our topic today, but first of all, the Rambam seems to say that the chosan makes the bracha. Right, that's what he says, right? Kol hamekadesh isha, not the what we call today the Masada Kedushin, the rabbi or the rabbi Shashiva, the grandfather, whatever. It's the chosan. Okay, that's the Rambam says, right? What and why? Because the mitzvah kederach from rochel al kol mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. In kiddush or birch loy brach after kedushin, so the brach levatola. But you can't do it afterwards. The brach has to be over lasiyosim. Fine. Okay, we'll leave the rabbi out for the moment. Maybe we'll come back. We have time. That's per gimel lachachav gimel. And lachachav dalad. Ketzad mevarach. What's the text of the brocha taka? Again, more or less what we have. Not exactly the same. Brocha tashan to mechlam. Asher kishonim. He says the hivdi lanum in arayos. Okay, slight different words here and there. Okay, but that's birchas erisin. And then he says we do the brocha on a cup of wine and so on. That's the birchas erisin and per gimel lachachav dalad, which he says the chosin recites. Then in the parak yud. Vilchus Yishus, Halacha Gimel, okay, not then, but the number broken later, he talks about the Birchus Ed Nisuin, the Tzorach Levarach Birchus Chasan, and Veis HaChasan, Kodom Nisuin, and they are the following six brachas, and again, he spells it out, but more or less the same text that we have for the six bracha and the Bor Per Gofen, okay? He says in Halacha Dal, in Hoyasham Yayin, right? But he spells out the text of the brachas again, more or less like we have today. And he says in Halacha, hey, there in Perk Yud, you need a minion for it. These dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Eben Ezra Siman Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph first talks about Mekadesh Isha, making the bracha, and he prints out the bracha there. And again, it's closer to the text we have, the slightly different versions. Okay. And we do that also with a cup of wine, so the Bar Per Gofen first. And then that's in Siman Lamed Dalet of Eben Ezra, and Siman Samach Beis of Eben Ezra, so it's 12. They also have to say Brichas Chasanim, and those are the six brachas, etc. Okay. Conspicuously missing in all of these presentations about the bracha is the bracha of Shechiyanu. Right, you're entitled to Shir, right? Why is there no Shechiyanu at a wedding? I don't think any of us would have been surprised if Shechiyanu were recited, right? I mean, it seems to make sense. Why is there no Shechiyanu? You have all these other brachas that are recited, whatever exactly the mukkar is, and it's asmachta from our parsha, but still, we're entitled to wonder why there's no Shechiyanu listed among any of these brachas, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch, it's completely ignored. So let's look into a little bit about the bracha of Shechiyanu. So there is a Tosfos in Sukkah Mem Vav Mit Aleph. The Gemara says there's a 13 Mem Vav Mit Aleph in Sukkah says Ha'osa Sukkah La'atzmo Omer Baruch Shechiyanu Mikimanu etc. When you build the Sukkah, you say Shechiyanu. That's not exactly our practice today. We don't make a Shechiyanu upon building the Sukkah. We make the Shechiyanu when you enter the Sukkah. And the first night, you make Kiddush, you make Shechiyanu, so that goes on the building of the Sukkah too. But okay, and that's not our topic now either. But Tosfos, there in Sukkah, Mem Vav and Aleph, Dibel Masva, Osa Sukkah, raises the problem. 14. Tzorach Leforish, Tam Mai Shna, we have to understand the reason, Mai Shna, the Yesh Mitzvahs, Shetakin L'Rach Shechiyanu, Yesh Mitzvahs, Shalotakinu. And Tosfos wonders, Biyamla, how come some mitzvahs get Shechiyanu, some mitzvahs don't get a Shechiyanu? He says, for example, yeah, by sukkah and lulav, even when you put it together a little the first time. Forget about the fact that's not exactly our minig, but the Shachiyana was associated with it. But by tzitzis of tefillin, right? By tzitzis and tefillin, there's no Shachiyana. You know? You're only going to make a bracha on the tzol shiyah, tzol shiroh. If you make those brachas, we don't say Shachiyana. All right? And he says, in the third line, v'chein apidyon haben, if you have a pidyon haben, it's a mevarach Shachiyana. Like the Gemara says at the end of Pesachim. V'ilo amila, at least Ashkenazim, by brismila, lo mevarach. Don't make a bracha. There's no Shachiyana by mila, by sardim. There's a Shachiyana by brismila. Right, but the Ashkenazim don't. So the pidyon haben, yeah, bris mila, no. Okay, so what's going on? Huh? Yeah. Ashkenazim do not make Shachiyana or bris mila. Right, in Eretz Yisrael, huh?
Why not?
So we'll see. Maybe there's a few answers. A good question. But Lamai said that the Tosfos says it. Right, the Ashkenazim don't make a bracha. The minig in Eretz Yisrael, minig Yisrael, they do because the Vilna Gaon says you do. The official reason is, and it writes, I'll answer you now since you ask. The official reason is because there's pain involved in this. It's a pain for the, you know, Shechiyana, everyone's happy, but the baby's not so happy. Right? He's in pain. So therefore, it's called Sarah Dinuka. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like any of the reasons. I think I spoke about this, maybe one of my son's birds. They had, you know, maybe five different Teretzim, and the Vilna Gaon dismisses them all. And he said, none of the reasons are good, and he felt he should say Shechiyana. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of Minhagim, even my Ashkenazim, I mean, Minhag Agro. So they do say so. I remember once I said bris. I've told this over in the past a few times. I was once at a bris in Shul and Tinek, and there was the Ashkenazim, you know. And all of a sudden, the mall, I forgot who. One of them said Shechiyano. I was standing next to somebody's time. I said, "Oh, they said Shechiyano." So a person turned around. I don't know who he was. Must have been a guest. So they said, "Minig Eretz Yisrael." So I said, you know, I didn't say anything, but I said, you know, I'm aware, but we're not in Eretz Yisrael right now. We're Tinek. So I wasn't sure what he was getting at exactly. But okay. Maybe he thought we were. What's that? Yeah, okay. No, but I was familiar with the concept. But I mean, you know, he turned around and said, well, don't you know that's the minig in Eretz Yisrael? I did know that. But you know, okay, anyway. So good. So look, some people, they're always in Eretz Yisrael. They're, you know, they're very. It wasn't connected somehow, but that's such a madrigal. But anyway, that's what Tosis asks. All right. So he says at the end, and then he furthers the question, by Mikra Megillah, we say Shechiyano, right? For Purim. By Hallel, we don't say Shechiyano, right? And we make Hallel. So all they're all readings from Ksuvim. The Tosis, what's the rule here? So the last line that I printed, it's not the end of Tosis, but the last line I printed here, we'll come back to the end of Tosis. The nearer the mitzvah sheyesh alei simcha tiknu shechiyano. In order to require shechiyano, the mitzvah has to be associated with simcha. That's the operative point. Okay? Now we'll have to figure out how to plug that into other, but that's the specific simcha associated with the mitzvah that generates the chiyuv of shechiyano. That's what Tosfos says is the rule. You have to figure out how to plug in all the mitzvahs. But he says the underlying rule is simcha. The same idea, incidentally, is found in the Baal HaMor, the very end of Pesachim. Daf Chof Chesed Aleph on the page of the Rif by Suras Omer, the Baal HaMor, they're on the page, quotes the Baal HaMor, but it's in the Baal HaMor, the last Baal HaMor in Pesachim. He asks, how come by Suras Omer, the first night of Suras Omer, don't say Shechiyano? That's also a good kasha. No, the first night of it, he has three important kashas in that Baal HaMor, and one of them is, how come there's no bracha, right? He says, the Suras Omer, Yesh Shol, and Matam, Ein Ana Omer, Bo Zman. Right, as you know, Zman is the rabbinic nickname for Shechiyano. Shechiyano b'kana b'gayano, la Zman hazeh, right? So how come there's no Zman by Shur Sahom in the first night? We should say, Shechiyano, we're going to do this mitzvah for the next 49 days. So why don't we say Shechiyano? So he writes, because, V'od shalom matzino b'rech ha-zman ala b'dabar sheish b'r shum ha-noh, k'on atil z'lulav shu ba'la simcha, u'tki shofar l'zikaron ben Yisrael avim shu ha-shamayim, mikra megillah, d'chos rachman ala parkinon. Right, we're excited, we're happy, you know, there's some benefit that we got out of this mitzvah. Okay, and by Pidyon HaBen, the father's so happy, the child, Baruch Hashem, lived for 30 days, he yotzei mikol nefel, you know, okay, so there's some simcha. But he says, Sirus HaOmer is a sad mitzvah in a way, because what, according to the Torah, what generates, or part, at least part of what generates, the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer is the bringing of the carbon Omer. All right, we even call it Sirus HaOmer. Sir, what? The Omer, what's the Omer? The Omer by itself is a measurement, it's an amount, okay, that's how much barley they brought with this carbon. We, by mentioning this mitzvah, what do we sort of draw and what do we sort of force ourselves to remember? The fact that there is no carbon, right? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So that way, it's a little bit of a sad mitzvah. And the very formulation of the mitzvah reminds us that we can't really do the mitzvah the full way because what kicks off the mitzvah is the bringing of the Omer. Okay? Yeah. I know that Tavish Shachiyon. I don't think so. Say it again. It's a little called Shiva, but the first day it's the rice, right?
The other
days, yeah. So we don't say Shachiyon right? The rest of the days, right? So that's the bottom line. Fact. You can argue, huh? Yeah, I think you do say that's what I was thinking. Since somebody asked a question, I think if a person didn't make the Shachiyon first, I think you probably. No, maybe not. I would say not by Shechel. I'd say by Matzah you would. But I have to check. It's a good question. I don't remember now. Okay. No, wait a minute. No, you do, because all right, we make it the second day, right? We say Shechel on the second day if we didn't do it the first day, right? It's like this year with Shabbos. Right, so we do say. So it's a kasha. Okay. But anyway, that's the Balaam War, but this entire mitzvah. See, there, there's more lumbers about that also. It's a different category of mitzvah because the lulav kol shiva at least is rooted in something. It's not a fundamentally a zechel hamikdash. It's fundamentally a mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, the fact that we do it, you know what I'm saying, you could make that chilek. But okay. But anyway, he says by Shiris Omer, by the way, that's why Tosa says, when I print the Hebrew, Tosa, you know, notice we have the minig, it's printed in Tosa, right? I think everybody does. I think Ashkenazim answered him. Right after you count the Omer, you say he wrote on, so, you know, What is that? Arachman Yachti Lamas Avoda. I'm talking about. You sign and say also. No, they said after Sirs Omer, you say one little tefila that the Beis Hamikdash built. Beautiful tefila. So why don't you say it after you put on tefillin? Say it any day. Why don't we say it? After whatever mitzvah. Right? Why suddenly by Sirs Omer? More than Tosas. We're trying to bring. But we have that minute Dafke by Sir, because Dafke by Sir, we're reminded we're not able to do the mitzvah B'Shem Musa. Right.
Every time you.
Okay, and but Dafka is here, so only they're highlighting this fact. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on this point too much, but my point is that Balaam War agrees that the Shechiyon was generated by a complete simcha. Okay, the Avudram in his Birchas HaMitzvos also says, okay, he quotes, okay, and he quotes some other sources that Mikra Megillah and Chanukah were so happy about the Nais. And the Tilos Lulav are happy that, you know, and enjoy the smell and we enjoy the whatever the Lulav represents. And Tekiah Shofar is of Simcha because it's going to bring our Zikaron favorably to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the Shofar accomplishes and so on. And Pidyon HaBen, you know, that the child died in April. But he says, for example, by Bedikas Chometz. Now, Bedikas Chometz, we don't say Shechiyonu, right? Well, what is it? Other Rabbah, some people are upset about it. You know, they have to throw out stuff, right? I mean, you find the food, you have to throw it out, okay? And Teresa Omer says not so much Simcha either. Okay. As far as Mila, here is Avudran, made in the third line of that page of the fourth line. The baby's in pain. We're all happy. Everyone's eating bagels, but the kid's uncomfortable. Right? Okay. And what about, Matsumar, Abrakosis, that has Simcha? Okay, but you say Shechon and Kiddush. Anyway, that's the Avudran. Okay. And the same thing. You know, one Shechiyon Yontav agrees, it covers everything, but that's his idea. All right, the same thing he said about Halal. Halal doesn't have Shechiyon because it's included in the Shechiyon when you started Yontav altogether. The Halal Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Shechiyon because it has a different answer. It's an interesting answer because it's going to be important later. It's less than 30 days sometimes. There's no Shechiyon on something that comes that frequently. Okay, keep that in the back of your head. But that's the Avudram. So it all has to do with Simcha. The Maram Shik. In one of his tshuvas, Chelek Archaim Simtzadi 17, Ram Shik was the Talmud, one of the primary Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, right, from Hungary. So the Ram Shik says, now he's talking actually there about Birkas Achama. Now I would think to myself, if ever there's a mitzvah on which you should say Shechiyono, it happens once every 28 years, right? It's about as far apart as you can get with a mitzvah, right? And there's no Shechiyono. We just say Osa Masa Bereshis. All right, so he jazz it up with all kinds of other, you know, the whole booklet, you know, different things you say, tefillahs, okay, very nice, but fundamentally, it's just a bracha, right? So, also, why is there no Shechiyonu? So he says, in the context of that discussion, he says, Rabim HaKolam HaShenem, there are many rules about Shechiyonu, we'll see the Rambam, he mentions it, and he says, we follow the Balaam War and the Avudram, basically, that there has to be some kind of Hanoah, some kind of Simcha, and he says, on the third line, 17, V'nira LaHasbir, right? The fact that we live and alive and we're happy in life, that's what we say every day in the Lakhana Shoma, on a max in the Shamas of Karmesim. But if something happens that enhances our life that particular day, right? Most of Tanug Chayosenu, Kilu Ba Chiyus Chadasha. It's like I came alive again, right? I come alive every morning, so I say Modani, and then I say, I'm actually the Shomas of Kara Mason, it's all kind of Shoma. But if something on that day comes up, happens that it like gives me new Chiyus, right? Comes on that day, oh, I'm excited. For wonderful news right on this day. So then you say Shechiyano. But something which is commonplace all the time, so then you don't need to say Shechiyano, okay? It's not a big deal. And he says, unless, again, there's some kind of hana, something you benefit from, you enjoy very much, so that's different. And he says, therefore, over here, let's be honest, Birchas HaChama, what happened? I mean, it doesn't look to us any different than the other day of the year. It happens to be the sun is in the same place in the sky it was in the time it was created. You know, you have to understand all that background from it. Nothing looks different. Okay, the morning, that morning, the sun is out the same way it's out another day. Well, last time it was cloudy. You guys remember last time we were, wasn't that long ago, right? You were kids, I guess, right? I saw something, it was, I think it was 2009, if that makes sense. Huh? You were born before you were born. Do you remember that? I think it was 2009, so it was a big disappointment because, you know, it was very cloudy, we're all waiting there, whatever. Okay, anyhow. All right. Anyway, what?
In Chicago, it was not cloudy.
It was gorgeous. Oh, I see. Chicago.
It was cold.
Uh-huh, interesting. It was Mamish Erev Pesach, I think.
Yeah.
It was Erev Pesach. Mamish Erev Pesach.
It was very rare.
Huh?
It was very rare. That everyone's so excited because it's very rare.
It was Mamish Erev Pesach. Yeah. We had to go sell the chomets. It made it a busy day even more complicated. You know. Okay. Anyway. Good, so that's what he said about that. So again, you need to have this kind of simcha. It has to be something unusual. Okay. Another answer, I left out, as I told you before, the end of Tosus. Go back to 18, it's the last couple of lines of that Tosus. He quotes a different answer in the name of Rosh Uragon. Right? This is in the same Tosus, Mem Vav and Aleph in Sukkah, Dilma Maska Ha'osa. So he says, Kos of Rosh Uragon, okay, that at the end he said, the Be'inan Midi Da'asi Mizman Lazman. Shechiyano, it's got to be something that comes on a rotation. It comes from time to time. Still like that, Maram Shikalev, it's not so commonplace. But he says it's not so much the simcha. Tosus emphasizes the simcha. It's really Avudram. But the Avrashiragon, it's not so much about the simcha, but it comes from time to time. There's a time elapses when you don't have it. The only thing is a kosher pidyon ben. That doesn't come from time to time. But that's the Avrashiragon. Okay? And the truth is, the Mishnah says later, in brachas, nundal bona bayis chadash kana kelim chadish chadashim omer brach shachan v'kimon azonzeh. Okay, that's another place we say shachiyano, and the Gemara in Erevin raises the question: should we say shachiyano on Rosh Yom Kippur? Right, because on the one hand, kevin de mizman lizman osi, it does come at a fixed interval time. Okay, on the other hand, they're not regalim. There's no now. I don't go into the question now. Is there a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashem Kippur? That's a big question. Now, is there a mitzvah simcha on Samach L'chagech on Rosh Hashem Kippur? On the one hand, they are mevatel avelus. Okay, so that's usually a signal, perhaps, that there is a form. So on the other hand, you know, is there, obviously in Kippur there's no chiyav b'bos or yayin, right? So that's a different question. But that's the more asked there in Erevin Mem of Beis, right? So. So the lo have biyadei, right? They didn't know the answer. The kiyosu be'er b'hudah, I know a karachadata nami amin isman, like that Mishnah brought. Karachadata means a new squash that's in season, right? The new season. We don't have seasons today too much in America, right? I mean, today you can get anything anytime, pretty much, right? I mean, there's no fruits, a little bit, but there are no fruits that are in season, out of season. When I was your age, seriously, you couldn't get like peaches or nectarines in the wintertime. And then it's only in the New York area. Now I think you can. They may be more expensive, but you can get anything anytime. I remember one year, my wife and I went to Florida during the winter break, and they had peaches. That's very exciting, you know. I remember, and even much more recently, maybe, maybe 5 years ago. So over at MTA, we have, unfortunately, I was not able to do it this year because of the virus, but have a program, we have an exchange program with Yeshiva Makor Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. So some of our boys go there, and they have some boys who come here, whatever. Okay, it's a whole program. So again, this year it's not doable. But so I usually accompany them to Eretz Yisrael, and then when I meet the guys, I bring them, they come back here. So they had a meal at my house. The five Israeli boys who were here came to my house for Shabbat. They came to Tinek for Shabbat. It's a Friday night date by me. So we were having these boys over, and my kids are already out of the house. My wife said, you better get some, for dessert, some nasharai, you know. So the boy, high school boys, you know. So I went, I bought a blackout cake and babka, you know, things I figured the guys would, you know, get into. And my wife, she's living well, very into health matters and so on and so forth. So you can get some fruit also. So at least I can put it out, you know. So I did. So when I brought it out, this was in the wintertime. They come in February. So they were here, this is in February. So March, you know, the dead of winter. So we put out grapes. And these guys were, Anavim! Bachorif, they were so, forget the blackout cake, forget the babka, then grapes. I was like, what? You know, they were so excited to see the grapes because it's a show, I guess. You don't get, at least then, you don't get grapes in the wintertime. You know, it's seasonal. Today, you know, that we always have to struggle for that new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's the minute, that with the Shechiano. You know, the funny minute, but that's the minute. You know, this year, Grad, I saw some in the store when I was thumbing through to the new fruits, you know. No question. I don't think a chef is that excited about it because you get fruits all the time and you have to, you know. So the guy said to me, now I still have the same thing every year, these new fruits, you know, fruits we haven't eaten in a year. And every time I eat them, I remember why we don't eat them since last year. they never quite taste that good. They're never that exciting. All right, anyway. But that's Karacharata. So therefore, he says for sure, you know, we should also say Rosh Yom Kippur. Anyway, the Gemara concludes there. Hilchus Omer Zman Rosh Yom Kippur. Hilchus Zman Omer Afilu B'Shul. The din is we do say Shechana Rosh Yom Kippur also. Usually we put in Kiddush. And Yom Kippur, there is no Kiddush. So we say it in Shul, right after Kol Nidre. And for Marv, we all say Shechana together. Because that's what it says. Zman Omer Afilu B'Shul. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be with Kiddush. Usually it's with Kiddush. Yom Kippur, there is no Kiddush. So we say it in Shul. All right, anyway, bottom line is these are all things that come, like Rashir Gaon said, Mizman Lazman. Not so much about Simcha, but comes Mizman Lazman. As a side point, the Ran, 22, the Ran on the Rif, and there in Sukkah, not Sukkah, based on the page of the Rif, raises the question. He says it's not a kasha about Pidyon HaBen, because Tosis ended, remember, they look back at 18, Tosis ended by saying that if you say it's a din Mizman Lazman, it's a kasha Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is not Mizman Lazman. So the Ran says, yeah, but it is governed by time. Right, it's not Mizman Lazman, but it's affected by time. It's affected by the arrival of the 30th day. So that's what they want to say. Again, he brings in this whole sugya with Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he identifies this position about Zman Lazman, and he says that it's not really a kasha from Pidyon HaBen. The Aruch HaNer there in Sukkah elaborates on this. I'm not going to read inside it too long. It was interesting. Aruch HaNer 23 there in Sukkah, Mem Vav Mem Aleph. He thinks the Ran's teretz a little bit kretchy. He was governed by time. So he says, what's the idea of Zman Lazman? That's Aruch HaNer says, what's the idea of Zman Lazman? It's like a new time, new unit of time. That's the idea. It's coming in a new unit of time. So he said, that's why Pidyon HaBen is no kasha. 30 days is considered a new unit of time in halacha, as opposed to bris, which, because you could argue, once you're going to say Pidyon HaBen is governed by time, well, so is bris milah. That's got to be the 8th day. Right? And again, so for the shadim, it's not a kasha. They say shechan or bris milah, but Ashkenazim, that answer won't work, because bris milah is also governed by time. The answer is, he said the 30 days is a unit of time. And he mentions other halachas depend on 30 days. For example, stam nazirus. Yisloshim Yom. Okay, Zman Bezdin, Yisloshim Yom. Machzah Shekel, 30 days before, right? And Bedikas Chometz, if you go away within 30 days of Pesach, you still have to do Bedikas Chometz, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? So it's always 30 days. He considers it a different unit of time. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah.
Well, what means the 30 days the same again? Some of them are like reasons behind, like, for example, by Pesach, it's to review that the
Rabbi Shua
is just enough time to review the law.
Right. That's the din of quoting Shulchan Aruch. Is that the same din The Zman Bez and the subpoena is 30 days. Yeah, Enochanami, I mean, but he said, even if it has reasons, but it's still a unit of time. I think that's what he's saying. He can disagree. But that's what he said. All right, anyway, okay. So, anyway, so far, it would seem that, well, if this is all true, whether it's Simcha or whether it's somehow, you know, if it's Mizman Lizman, so it won't necessarily apply to wedding, right? Although if you convention, Pidyon HaBem, you can convention a wedding also. But certainly if it's a din of Simcha, we should require a Shechiyono for a wedding as well. Okay, now look in the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says, I skipped the Tosim and Office, Membeis and Aleph, Membeis and Reis, our quotes of Shur Gon saying the other way. The Marshal Tumuls have to work it out. But let's look now at 26. The Rambam writes, Hilchas Brachas, Parak Yud Aleph, Alachates. Kol Mitzah, Shemizman Lezman. You're going to show for the sukkah of a little of Mikra Megillah and Chanukah. And two, V'chein kol mitzvah mitzvah shi kinyan lo. Tzitzis, the tzvon, the mezuzah makim. And three, V'chein mitzvah she'ena tadira, v'ena mitzvah v'chol eis, t'ari domel a mitzvah shi mizman lezman. Kigon, that's how the Rambam gets out of the problem. Mizman lezman doesn't mean it comes at fixed intervals, but it means it doesn't come all the time. Kigon, milas b'no, p'dyan ha'ben, mivorach aleh. No, he includes milas b'no, because that's the sfaradim. Okay, that's the Rambam quote. He elaborates on this further in the Tshuva to Rambam, this is the Blau edition, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, right? And raises the question, you know, about Shechiyano. So he says, maybe, let's see. Talking about Shechiyano, so look on the second paragraph, maybe about four lines down, towards the end of the line. V'hamitzos nechlokos b'zeh shlosha chalokim. You see him? Harishon v'hem, to call mitzvahs asay, bein shel Torah, bein shel divrayim, shemechayeves mizman lezman, that come at fixed interval time, specific time, kigon tzukah v'shofar lov, and echanak amikam v'li, v'achal shechiyano. Okay, v'hezeh yaduah m'furtsum eitzel kol echad. Everyone knows that. Two, chelek hasheni, call mitzvahs shu kinyan ha'adam, urechisos dover, you acquire something, acquisition, kigon tzitzis, utzulat, amazuzah, umakim, kamaleh yavarach tkilas asiyos and shechiyano. Okay, why? Because lo tei pchusa mikona kena chadash from bona bayis chadash goes back to that mishnah brachah. Why should it be any worse than a guy who bought buys a new suit or the new fruit and so on? Raila is there. Okay, that the brisa says. Okay, man. Then he says, let's see the third a little line later. But chelak hashlishi kol mitzvah she'ena tadira, right? Something which is not commonplace. The ena adam masmid basiyasa b'chol age. You don't do this mitzvah all the time. Okay. Even though there's no specific time that it comes, it's like it's domehi hov ein chiyum masmid. It's not a permanent chiyum. So then it's like mitzvahs mizman lezman and say shechiyano, and that's an example of the bris milah and pidyon haben and so on. So those are the Rambams. That's the way the Rambam formulates everything. Okay. Now there's also another possibility, but again at this point. Well, now the Rambam has brought in that this mitzvah is not done all the time, so the Chora, a wedding, should also have Shechiyano. It has Simcha. It's not Zman L'Zman. If all you say, that like the Shir Gon seemed to say, if all you say is that you need it to come at fixed time, then Taka, a wedding's out. But if you form it the way the Rambam does, that it's not something which is Tadir, it's not something that happens every day, then you should say it. So really, back to our question. Not only that, but there's another Gemara, which may be relevant, at least according to some Rishonim. Look at the 28 brachas, lamed zayin amid beis. Tanya, haya omer umakir menachas b'yushalayim, omer baruch shachana b'kiyonah b'yushalayim. What does that mean? Rashi says, brachas lamed zayin amid beis, 29, haya Yisrael omer, the Jew, came to Yushalayim, umakir menachas, means he didn't makir himself, means he gave it to the Kohen, right? Omer baruch shachiyonu, says Rashi, im lo hevi menachos ze yomim rabim. If many days have gone by since he last brought this carbon. And it's not only menachos, it's other carbonas too. Okay? So Rashi says, who is the one who makes the shechiyano here? The Jew is bringing the carbon. Tosis there in Brachas Lamazan and Beis, Dimasa Hoya Ome 30, says, disagrees. Pirish Rashi, balabayas hamisnadev mincha, the docha golohu. Okay? Because the words Ome du makriv sounds like what? The person is actually doing the hakrova. So therefore, he says, talking about a Kohen. All right. So therefore, he says, Venira, second line, the Kohen ha'omid, who are you talking about? The Kohen ha'omid la'hakri rishon b'mishmarto. the Kohen is bringing the first carbon of that mishmar, right? There are 24 mishmaros, right? So the Kohanim families are divided into 24 families, and they came each week, a different family came to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which means except the Yom Tov time when everybody was there, but you needed all hands on deck because so many carbonas being brought. But during the rest of the year, so you had these 24 shifts, which basically means you were on duty 2 weeks out of the year. Right? 52 weeks a year, so you know 24, and then the next time. So, and each week, the Chol Shabbos, each week, a new Mishmar came in. So therefore, he said, in Cain, it says, Tosas, Kol Mishmara, and a Mishmara is at a base by Mishana. The Cain and Sheshon is Man Kavua, Mivorach and Shechano. They come, and they get their fixed time in Shechiano. So the Tosas is talking about the Kohen. The same sugi appears in Menachos, Ayin Hamid base. Same statement, 31. I own Rakim Menachos, Islam, Omer Shechano, Mikiwano. Okay? And there, Rashi says something different. At least the Rashi that we have. In Menachos, one of those Mesechtas where what's labeled on the page is Rashi. It's probably not Rashi, a different Rishon. Mm-hmm. On the bottom of the page, you have Rashi Ksav Yad, the more authentic. Okay, but the text that we have, that which we have printed is Rashi 32. Hayomer Makriv Menachos Yerushalayim Kagon Shelo Hikriv Kohen Ze Adayin Mincha Miyamov. This coin, he was a rookie coin. This is the first time he's bringing, right? Now that'll be relevant to our discussion. It's the first time he's doing this mitzvah in his life. He's excited about it. Okay, or shehikriv mincha chadasha, or it's the mincha chadasha is, you know, the, what do you call it, the shtei lechem on Shavuos. It's the first offering from the new grain. Okay, first the carbon omer is the first offering of the new grain, the barley, and the shtei lechem is the first offering of the wheat. Right. So anyway, kiyom mincha omer kohen shechiyano. Okay. Rashi Ksav Yad has two opinions, two understandings. Haya Omeid, look at that. Rashi Ksav Yad and Menachos Ayin Hamid Beis 33. Haya Omeid Kohen Shelo Hevi Mincha B'Shana Zu. This year he didn't bring a carbon yet, but this is his first time back, you know, this year. Or Lishnachrina Yisrael Shelo Hevi Mincha Miyamov. He never brought it. Okay, and again, so Tos is there in Menachos Ayin Hamid Beis. He wants to Haya Omeid. The quotes appears for Kuntres, right, that he never brought one. He never brought a carbon yet this year. So he talks about back and forth. He's talking about the Kohen, he's talking about the Jew. So the Rishonim there, some of the Rishonim there, you know, quote this Rashi, Tosa Rosh, there in Brochus, Lamed Zayin and Beis, also Haya Omeid. Rashi said it's talking about the Israel, and he thinks, the Rosh thinks it's talking about the Kohen. And he says, Hilchach Nira in the second line of 35, the Bechol Mincha Shekhan Makar, Bechain Kol Zevach Mor Shechianu. Again, the first time he's doing it. And that's how the Rashba says. So that's how these Rishonim identify. Okay, so that's a question. But we have at least the possibility that what it means is the first time you're doing this mitzvah in your life, right? Or certainly this year. And the Rambam in Hilchach Tzvinim himself in Paragzal, Lechir Ches 37, says mincha he said even the first harvest of that year. So what we basically have now is another possibility, which would also strengthen the kasha about the wedding. Okay, because it's certainly in most cases the first time you're getting married this year, and certainly in most cases a woman is the first time you're ever getting married. Right? In fact, if you take a look in 38, the rokeach, one of the shonim, and this was brachas simin shin ayin aleph. He says, "Shechianu b'chasa Rabbeinu, you did you something mishpira. Kol mitzvah shezmano kavua, all kol mitzvah shalom asav lo asa'a umischanech. You never did this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but you've never done this mitzvah before. And now you're initiating yourself into the mitzvah. Tzarach levarach shechianu, and also called bar simcha, and so on. And he mentions this gemara about the coin with the bringing the menachos. So the rokeach understands from this source." I say, not everyone agrees, but it was just so. The Rokeach understands from this source, if you're doing a mitzvah for the very first time, you should make a Shechiyano. So the Maisa, again, it just strengthens our kasha about a wedding. And in fact, the Maharik, again, one of the later Rishonim, Yosef Kolon, 39, Shivas Maharik Sim Kuf Kofkas, was asked about Bitul Chometz. He said, why we don't make a Shechiyano there? So he looked what he writes, 39. The Kemo Sherotza Huliyashiv Aminig. Meaning tzarech iyun, right? He's saying, we can stop this year here. The Marik, the Rosh Hashanah says, Tzoruch Yen. Why Taken only? It seems to match at least some of the criteria that we mentioned here. And at least we have to figure out. The meaning is we Taken don't say Shechano. And the Marik says, I'm not sure why not. Okay? So, it's a good kasha. And certainly, according to our kech, we're doing the mitzvah for the first time. So just to look at some of the Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch, but so, that's our kasha. So we can feel good. We don't have a great teretz, so the Marik left it as a kasha. We'll try and see what we can do. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechita, Yoredeis in Chof Ches Sid Beis, says that Ramor brings, after they mention the brocha, you say, I'm Kisa Adam, right? Kisa Adam Ba'afor. I sometimes get an opportunity to make that bracha. This year I did it also by Kaparis. I have a friend on my shul sometimes who is a shochet. So we did this year, Erev Kippur, we will do a socially distance shechita. And then I came and did the Kisa Adam. So you make that bracha. And then it says, look at the Ramo, the Simcha Ches in your day, it says, Mi Sheshochat Pam Arishon, Mivorach Shechayonu Ala Kisoi. Interesting. You should make a shechiyano on the kisa adam, not a shechita. Why? Avalo shechita. The mazik liberia. I mean, shechita, you're very happy to shechita, but the lamb is not that happy. Or the chicken's not that happy. Or there's no kisa adam by lamb, animals, but only by chayas and by birds. But let's say, talking about a chicken, so you make a shechiyano for kisa adam if it's your first time. But not for the shechita, because you're excited about them. The chicken is less excited. So therefore, we don't, and it's in pain, right? Or it's probably not in pain for too long, but yeah.
There are machlokes around Ramban and Ramban, and whether we actually care, whether
shechita
is something
we care about. Sar Balachan, yeah, but to go so far as say shechiyano, right, that's, you're right. I mean, look, again, I remember somebody saying that the shechita is the most painless way of executing. So the question is that your opinion or the cow's opinion? The cow may not agree with you. That's so painless. If a doctor tells you, this procedure, it's a painless procedure. Yeah, for you, it's painless. I'm the one who's... All right, anyway. But that's just mazik liberia. So that's similar to what we saw in the Avudah and the Ashkenazi, meaning by Brit Mila, Saradinuka. Someone here is not that comfortable. Anyway, the Shach, there on that, your day, Simchon Ches, and Kotten Hay, okay. First, he mentions why we make a brochel together by Kisa Adam, all right, and why we talk a say Shechiyano, and he quotes this rokeach, like this shows in 38 in Hilchos Brochos Shemitshin. I know the Shach in the Yerodea on the page quotes this rokeach, second half of 41. But so the rokeach Shemitshin Ainala, Shachasim the same as the Rabbi Yedidya Mishpira, Kol Mitzvah Shall Adam Latzva Lo'osim Is Chanukah Chila Tzarchover Shechiyano. And he brings a raya from that, from at least one, like Gemara Menachos, and a brochus about how Omer the Makar Menachos Yerushalayim, you say Shechiyano. Okay? And that's probably why we do it by Kisa Adam. The only thing is, so why would you make tzitzis and tefillin, we don't say it. Okay? And, Bechein, Ein Baruch and Shechal Kiddush Isha. He refers to Marik also. It's a kasha, huh? What's that? So what's one? That's what he's saying. It's not when you make tzitzis and tefillin.
Oh, you make it.
Okay. But he says, but they quote this Marik, okay? And anyway, it leaves a little bit of a tzarachim. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Chelek Racham Sun Nunhei, okay? He says, we make a Shechiyano when you buy a new fruit, or you buy a new, when you buy a new garment, or a new clothing, or new stuff, Pichodesh. Okay, that's always, I remember one time, Elijah Yosef, one of his Tshuvas, was talking about Shechiyano. And he had a shita of the pre-chodesh. And he ended by saying, if you want to be yotze, a shita of the pre-chodesh, you get a pre-chodesh and make shechiyano the pre-chodesh. Anyway, but that we make a shechiyano a new fruit. Okay, every once in a while we have these nice puns in the poskim, I think. I think it was on purpose. I think the Mishnah Berurah was talking about leaning against a tree on the Shabbos. I think he writes Yesh Lismoth Lahakel or something like that. That's the full language. All right, anyway, so I'm not sure what was intentional or not. All right, anyhow, so the, so he says as follows. He makes a chilek in terms of marriage. He says, all the things that we mentioned, okay, Hakol tolei, look at the second line, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo. Aval dover hatolei b'vchiris v'chepet ha'odom. Okay. V'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu m'shana b'chiris ha'odom, a free choice. Il lo rotza zug hazel is daveg, zaim zeh. Okay, then nothing would force them to. And he says, and don't tell me about 40 days before. He said, that's Elon Asik Ministars. That's, you know, mystical stuff. He said, basically, so he makes that chiluk. All right, he makes that chiluk. And he says that ultimately that's completely the decision of the person. Okay. And then he says in the second paragraph, V'yam rebricha shechiyonu rovu kumo rovu deo shonos. What kind of different svaras? Well, when we say shalom, we don't say shalom. He likes that of the pre-Torah. Nearly achros sefer pre-Torah, there in your days, in Kofkas, you caught down. So call Mishim Ischanech Tila, like the Rokeach said in his name is Rabbeinu Yedidya. Call Mishim Ischanech Tila, l'chiv mitzvah yavarech. Okay? But he says, it's not so much on the mitzvah. It's on the fact that you've now entered into the call of this mitzvah, into the realm of this mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah per se. It's not a brisker type of chilek, so to speak. It's not a chetza, not a gavri. He doesn't use that terminology. But that's what I think he means. He says, lo kemo shekazu kesh al kol mitzvah v'orach v'chinucha. Ela ha-nichnas l'chiv mitzvahs. Okay? And therefore, he says, v'al kein yivorach kol bar mitzvah v'tchilas ha-nach v'tchilin al kol mitzvah sh'asir l'asas kol yamo. And we don't do that. But I will tell you, what I did with my own children is on the day of their bar or bas mitzvah, the bo bayom, so to speak, and that night. So I asked, I had them all put on my daughters with the dress and some with the suit, put on the new thing, and to say shachianu, and to have in mind that this is a shachianu, it's going on your fulfilling mitzvahs, you know, for, I didn't make this up, I'm not going to do this in swarm. Okay? And this bracha shachianu is chalam, and you're now becoming a bar mitzvah, or bas, the boys already came to Meir, whatever, but, you know, the girls had to put on a nice dress, and say shachianu. So that's what he says. It's a nichnas l'chiv mitzvahs. And that's what he says about it. So that's what he talks about. The kohen hamischanech lavoda, right? The kohen who does the avoda for the first time. He's now nichnas l'klal chiv of that mitzvah. And he says at the very end, he says, there's a the minig noshim, there's a minig noshim in some places, shemavarach shachianu al tvila rishona. The first time I go to the mikveh. Right? They say, so it's not on the tevila, but the fact that now they're going to be married, they're going to be chayv in the smitzah and so on. Okay? So that's what the, that's, you know, well, the three mitzvahs, right? Nida, tchala, and alokas, and air. Right? So now they're going to be chayv in all these, well, you know, these mitzvahs, the first one is tevila. Okay. And that's the chsam sofer. Now, one could argue, on a very simple level, I do want to make this full disclosure, on the side, I forgot to print, there was Shlomo Eger. The Marsha, that's not the same Marsha that's in the back of the Gemara, right? But Shlomo Eger, the son of Akiva Eger, who's Hagos, and print on the page in Shulchan Aruch, as opposed to Shmuel Idols, who's the Marsha in the back of the Gemara, but the Gilead Marsha on the Shulchan Aruch is Shlomo Eger. So he says, perhaps we don't make a bracha on the wedding because, after all, it's not really a mitzvah; it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, is there really a mitzvah to get married? There's a mitzvah puravu. And then many Rishonim hold like that. It's a mitzvah puravu. The Rosh, like that, says in Ksuba, it's a mitzvah puravu. The proper way to get to have babies, have children, is through marriage, but it's only in the category of hechsher mitzvah. It's an approach. The Rambam does not hold that way. Yeah.
You didn't say it's a mitzvah mitzvah.
Once he does, it generates other chiyuvim. Okay, that's true. But anyway, this whole answer won't work according to the Rambam anyhow. Printed in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Reishu Gimel 43, HaMitzvah Reishu Gimel, Shetzivanu Lilu B'Kedusha. I mean, he says, it's, you know, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. And we saw that Rambam earlier, right? He says the Chosn is supposed to make the bracha like you make by any other mitzvah. So this Teretz of Shlomo Eger will not work anyway, according to the Rambam, that's for sure. Okay, but it is, you know, it is for full disclosure. You look at the Rambam in the Hagdama, the Koseres, Hilchos Ishus, in 44. The Rambam writes, Yesh B'chol Arba Mitzvahs. Okay, and the first one is Lisa Isha B'Ksuv B'Kedushin. So he definitely counts as a mitzvah. And he writes in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis Vilchus Isha, in 45, L'Kuchen Elo Mitzvah Saseshal Torah. So the Rambam, you know, is not an issue. Okay. As far as the things like Tzitzis and Tzolin are concerned, so the Shulchan Aruch rules in Sim Chav Beis or Achayim Tzifalim, Kana Talitz, what's about Tzitzis, Morach Shekianu. Okay. the low garmi kelim chadashim, and the Rambam adds, if you didn't do it then you make the bracha when your first time you put it on. So that is an acquisition. Okay, you put it on. The question about tefillin, we don't say usually the bracha the first time, but Ashkenazim anyway, the first time put on tefillin. That's because he's been putting tefillin on, you know, already for a few weeks or whatever, a month before or something, 3 months before. So that's a question about tefillin.
When I started putting on tefillin, the Rav
said to make sure, huh?
Yeah, I knew when I was a katan.
Yeah, all right, so that's another possibility. Okay. Anyway, I do want to point out, for again, the sake of full disclosure, that Yaakov Emden, who was not sometimes afraid to go out on a limb, in the Moruk Tzia, that's his comment on a tour, called Moruk Tzia. So Simon Reish Chav Gimel, in the 49, writes the following. Okay. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention. All right. The Prima Gadim in Simon Chav Beis, in Gotten Aleph, the Mishpat Zov, okay, commenting on Taz. He mentioned, or mitzvahs that exeris hamelech, you know, the come mizman lazman. You know, may not have such great simcha. Okay, and then he quotes the Taz about this business of maybe the first time you're doing the mitzvah cotton, you know, when doing the first time. But the more Ksia says as follows: Od nirali binze. Shafilu al kishur hashidach ha-hagun. Okay, royal of Aruch Shechiano. He says, you know what? You make a shidduch, you should say a Shechiano. Right? And he says, after all, it's not worse than hearing other good news. The Mishnah there, Brachas, the last part of Brachas, first Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalet, says that when you hear Shmuel's Tavos, you're good news. You make a bracha of Shechiano. So the Rakhman said, it's all getting married, you know, that's also good news. Right? That's also good. And he says, I even have a riot, all right, from this week's Sedra. Not the plus we started with, but look what he says, Yeshibo, second line 49. Yeshibo, Smachman Torah, Bracious Chavdal Chavzain, Me Eliezer Varavrom, Shenosan Hodo, Brocha Hashem. Just when he, remember, as soon as he met Rivka, and she was, and he said, whichever girl will give water to the animals, or offer me water, that's the one. And lo and behold, it's exactly what Rivka does. So it says, he bowed, and he blessed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I don't know if she's in front of him, he said, you know, blessed are Kadosh Baruch Hu who sent me to my master's family and so on and so forth. So he said it. All right. Why did he wait? I mean, who said it was going to work out? Right? Who said? He doesn't know it was going to work out. The family would let her go. He had to get permission from the family and so on. Nonetheless, in Kolze, Pasach Pipe Brocha, Rakala Simon Ato, Shakosha came. People in love and so on are getting married. So why did she make a shechiano? Okay, huh? Yes, he mentions not a toba meitiv, okay, because the toba meitiv daf you need the hanoa to come to you. Yeah, he said it at the top there. About toba meitiv lo ad the matcha hanoa liyode kedilo. You're a toba meitiv because it's more than one person, right? But anyway, so he says to make a shechiano. You know, it's no worse than making the sukkah and everything else. So. Even though he said, and are you going to tell me, well, who knows if the marriage is going to work out? Okay, but so, who knows? You build a sukkah, who knows who will end up eating the sukkah? You may not, but this time, you know, you're happy about it. So that's what he says. And he says, and certainly this simcha, the wedding, after all, he notes that in the benching, the text of the benching, we talk about the simcha today. And hashori below isha. Some of the Gemara says in I think it's your mom, if you want to write it in some ways, the Gemara says, Shar below Isha, you don't have full simcha. So you have plenty of makoras that this is simcha. Umsos chasan al kali, many of these riots that he brings, right? So therefore he says, certainly, he thinks it should require a shechiyanam. It's not Dominic, you know, but he writes, Mikol halein poshut ben al brocha shidukum gam kein. And gam lo isha tomorrow. The bride should also say the brocha. Okay. So the Pesach Tshuva in Ebenezer Simon Samach Gimel Shukot and Dalad quotes the Chidor, who quotes this Yaakov Emden, and he says, "Okay, so say it without Shem Malchus. Say Shachiano without the Shem Malchus, okay? Because after all, the Marik said we don't do it, but they say it without Shem Malchus." Just to conclude, I'll give you my own suggestion or possibility. I want to point to in 51. I'm printing it. It's a valid source. It's humorous, but maybe meant it seriously. The Gleona Shatzer, this angle sends you to this. He says, "Tshuva's halachas k'tanas chelik aleph simon zayin." Nimtza b'kisei haribo tonzal, shanose isha yochalo mashach yano. Okay, he quotes someone and says, Taka, get married, so it's like to be recommended. But then he says, u'cheshashalo es pi arav or shragazal, omar haraliso im yomar dayan emes. Okay, you know, I don't want to make any comments that could get me or anybody else into trouble, but, you know, he said, what do you, Shech Yano, we should say dayan emes. I don't know what kind of marriage he had necessarily, or we thought about the marriage, but that's what he said. Now, I could have meant as a joke, or he could have meant, basically, you don't know how it's going to turn out. And it's a little bit of a suffix. Yeruch HaShulchan, in Sim Reish Chav Gimel, move to finish up, in Siv Dalin, Yeruch HaShulchan is also bothered by this. Okay, he says that we really should say, he talks about different situations when we say, Shekhano built a house, he planted a vineyard, and so on. He says as follows. Why don't we make it at the time of the Erisin? So look at four lines in the bottom. The Yesh Lomar, Mishum, the Bishas Erisin, Eina Adayin Simcha Shlema. V'yef Shalavarach Oz Shekhano. How can you say it? It's not done yet. We still have the Nisuin to go. Incomplete Simcha. On the other hand, Shas Nisuim, the Shenigmar Simcha is over. Okay. EF Shalvark, the Shetzam Adavar, Kvar Nigmar. It was basically done already. And I don't think that's the greatest answer, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan proposes. I would like to take his idea and extend it. Okay. On the one hand, you know, there's a famous Gemara in Yavamah, Samach Gamal Beis, two psukim. We're both darshan about women, right? Parak Yurches, Pasach of Beis, says, Motza Isha, Motza Tov. That's what they usually put that on the Tanaim. It's on the top of the page of this pasuk. Motza isha motza tov. Then I had a pasuk kohelas parigzayim pasuk avav. Motza ani mar mimavis esa isha. I tell you that's the Gemara says mimavis. B'marov some gimelbeis. B'marov out west. That was the Gemara that's written above hill. So out west means in Eretz Yisrael on the west coast. Right? From the perspective above hill, Eretz Yisrael was the west coast. It's out in the west. On the west coast, he knows an inish iso and a man married a woman. So Amir Lahochi, Motza or Motze? Which one is it with you? Right, he referred to these two people. They would ask the guy after a couple of weeks, no, Motza or Motze? Are you a Motza man, right? Motze is a Motza Tov. Are you turn out to be Motze is a Motza ni? Yes, Mami Motze or Isha. Okay, and then he quotes Rava, different thing. Okay, but basically, you know, it could go either way. But I would like to suggest that what's going on here is that you don't really know. Meaning, not that it could turn out bad, but that a successful marriage, says Hashem, is the simcha actually continues to increase. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you don't say Shechiyanu, this is my own suggestion, you can take it or leave it, but you don't say Shechiyanu at a wedding, because what, the simcha? But this is the beginning. It's not the end, it's the beginning. That's like I have graduation. What do they call graduation? Commencement exercises. A commence means to begin. So when did commencement? They just finished. What are they commencing? That's their lives, right? Afterwards. So if you don't say Shechiyanu now, because this isn't the moment of Simcha, Adrabba, the Simcha is supposed to increase. You know, I got your show printed. Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch says on the Pasuk in the end of the Sedra, Taken, and it says, by Yiviel, when Rivka came back, it says, he brought Rivka into the house of his mother Sarah, and he married her by Yehavel, and he loved her. Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch says, that's the successful marriage. The love grows afterward. Not, oh, you love her, and then you get married. I mean, you have to love at one level to get married, but the idea is, that comes in the house, right? He loves her more even afterwards. That, so the simcha is supposed to increase. That's the whole idea. The Sefer Chinuch, it's in Tavkuf Pei Beis, mitzvah Tavkuf Pei Beis, it's a mitzvah shiyisamach, shiyisamach chosam isho shona mishona. Right, what's the whole idea of shona mishona? Is that the simcha increases. Well, you always did. You there's a minute to, you know, to eat challah with honey the whole first year. You follow that? I never heard of it in my time. I never even heard of it, huh?
So I heard about it.
Yeah, all my children did it. I never even heard of it. My time was not popular at all. I never even heard of it.
Mishri Horio says that Simone Mills can apply all year.
Right. Economy. That on the same Gemara talks about Rosh Hashanah. Right, it says, "Oh, you know." I'm not criticizing minute. I'm being honest. I when I got married, I don't know anybody. I certainly didn't do it. And I remember my oldest child got married years ago. So my first child got married, and well, she wasn't the oldest. The second one got married first. Okay, when she got married, they came over in the Shana, and they took out the hundreds. Rosh Hashanah, what's going on here? You know. Some people, I mean, I personally have the whole Tilsim Kustar, whatever it is, but I never heard of that minik. Okay, but it's a nice minik. It's really sweet, you know, sweet and good. And Simona Mills and everything else. So nothing against it. But that's the point. He says that you should figure out that the way the simcha should increase. Okay? And it's not just, so therefore, to me, I'm just suggesting it's a possibility. Look, at the end of the day, the Marik says the Kasha. And someone, and Rabbi Yaakov said, we should say Shechiyano. And Rabbi Shulchan gave his tarot, said, well, it's a momentary thing, but I want to take it differently. It's not momentary. It's a type of thing that's supposed to get better and better. So what am I making bracha now for? I'll make a bracha tomorrow. I'll be more happy. Well, wait a minute. Tomorrow I'll be more happy. Hopefully that's the kind of marriage you have. Okay. And just the last two sources that I printed talk about the difference between the last two brachas and the seven brachas. One concludes Mesamea Chasan Vikala, the other one concludes Mesamea Chasan Imakala, right? So the Balaiter, Sharbeis, Birchas Chanam, Daf Samad, Dalad, Tur, Dalad, 57, Anan, Hashem, and Hogel, and Mithram, Kamaisa, Mesamea Chasan Vikala, Basraisa, Mesamea Chasan Imakala. It talks about two different Yitzirahs, Besimchas, Armechava, okay? Vacharea, Tfila, Azug, Lesamach, Ze, Im, Ze, right? Batslocha. The first is Sameh Chosan Vikala, individually. Now they're married, so it's more, right? They're Sameh Chosan Imakala. Simcha Ishvisha, Rochas Chaim. Nichus Kiddushin, Simcha Vala, 58, says a little bit different, but again, the same general idea, okay? Is it begins that each one should be happy, sort of privately. But the Sameh Chosan Imakala, that's our bracha, that, projecting forward, right? Let's to the end. Shuritzon Olam, she's Samchem Ayidei Chasunosam. Simchas Ish Ishto. So in other words, the simcha is supposed to go on. The bracha is supposed to go on. So if that's the case, I'm just suggesting maybe that's the reason why we don't say shachan at a wedding, because it's not over. That the wedding is only beginning. And the simcha is supposed to increase. So there's no real point in saying shachan now, as if now it's over. Anyway, just a suggestion, but it is an interesting kasha, and that's the minhag in Klal Yisrael. We don't say shachan at a wedding. Okay. I want you to have a good day and a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good job.